right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, July 18th of 2024. My name is Coach Andrew. For those of you who are new here, welcome to the show. This is a show where we go over how to use the Saber Sim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But for today, there are about no sports left the rest of the day. It is a very, very weird day here. Golf teed off at about 2 a.m. Eastern, and there is not much else to play today. So really looking forward to having MLB back tomorrow. But with not much else going on today, I thought it'd be a good opportunity to come in here and kind of talk about, you know, some contest review, how to review your lineups, what to look for, and you know, how to go through that process of studying players that have portfolios of lineups that are higher sim ROI than you, and what to do with that information, right? So I got permission to use a player's 20 lineup set before we went live today, and so we're gonna go back to Sunday's MLB main slate. So this is the last day before the All-Star break here, and we are going to go and look at the main slate here, and we are going to go to a contest that I think a lot of people in the, you know, following our bankroll and contest selection advice are probably playing, which would be the $1 20 max. So if you go to all contests, I'm going to come down here, the solo shot, very, very popular contest. And then I am going to go over to the players column. I'm going to open that up. I'm going to go to users. And then I want to come in here. I want to look at people who maxed out the contest. And then I want to sort by sim ROI. Now, I went and got a SaberSim user, somebody who's using SaberSim, you know, using our projections, all that stuff, to build our lineups. And that was M. Dumbluski, right? So if I come in here and search him, so he's right here, right? So let's say, you know, I am M. Dumbluski here, right? I come in here, I look. His sim ROI is about neutral, right? And that's the reason that I wanted to say I'm him, right? So like, hey, you know, I come in here, I look. My sim ROI is like neutral. I'm coming here in here and looking at like some of the best lineups or portfolios. And they're you know, closer to like 25 to 30% sim ROI. Well, you know, how do I go from 0% sim ROI and increase that, right? What am I looking for? How do I do that? So let's go back here and find him. And a couple of things that I'm, you know, looking for kind of right off the bat are, is there any duplication? You know, could duplication be a factor as to why my sim ROI is lower? And that doesn't look to be the case, right? Average dupes is 0, 20 unique lineups. Okay, check, right? That's something that's going to come up a little bit more often in showdown type formats, but like NASCAR, Formula One, MMA, you know, also come up there too, right? So that's going to be really important in some of those sports. Not the case here. Second thing I want to look at is sim average score, right? What this is effectively the projected score of your lineups. This is how your lineups did on average across all 100,000 post-contest sims that we ran. And the sim average score here is about 95 points. Well, if I go and look at that, okay, sim average score, 95. One other thing I'd probably check is just like average salary, like, okay, you know, 49.6, still using a lot of salary here. So now I want to go back and if this is your account, you know, if you're playing on DraftKings, your name is going to be frozen up here at the top. So it's going to make it really, really easy if your username is linked to properly do this without having to like jump back and forth. So I just have to do it for the sake of this example. But now I'm going to come in here and I'm going to look at some of like the top portfolios, right? And salaries don't look that bad. You know, we had like 49.6. I'm seeing like 49.7, 49.7 to 49.9. I'm not taking a bunch away from that there. One thing that I'm also looking at, right, like, okay, hey, all these players like had mostly unique lineups as well. Okay. But I think that, you know, this is like kind of the first big takeaway for me is like the same average score of these lineups are a lot higher, right? M. Dembluski was down at like 95 sim average score. You know, these lineups are like 97, 98, 103, right? So that just tells me like, hey, you know, having a projection floor is important. And, you know, maybe I want to be more conscious of that when I'm building my lineups. And one way I would do that, right, if I wanted to be more conscious, like, okay, hey, I understand that, you know, projected score does matter somewhat. So I want to be more aware of it when I am doing my lineup process, when I am in here diversifying, adjusting exposures, things like that. The great thing that you could do is use the calculator icon to create an aggregate metric that's going to show you this as you diversify, right? So I'm now just like running some lineups to show you guys how I would actually do that, right? And this is just one way of handling it. You know, it's not the only way of handling it, but I think this is a good way, or at least like one of the good first ways to do it. So let's say, you know, I come in here and I want to see what is the average projected score of my lineup. So I click the calculator and then I go to average and then I go to projected score. So then now for my 20 lineups, it's going to show me, hey, you know, the 20 lineups that we're viewing right now, your average projected score is 98.7. Now, keep in mind, I haven't diversified at all, right? I have pretty... you know, I'm going to have pretty concentrated exposures because I haven't started to diversify. So I still want to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. And then I want to start diversifying, right? And I want to see the impact that this has on my projected score. So we go from 98.7 to 98.5. Okay. We're scrolling down here. We're going a little bit further in the pool. Okay. Lineup 23. I go to mini niche of 4. I'm down to lineup 24. My exposures are starting to flatten out, right? My player pool is increasing. I've gone from 61 players at mini niche of 1 to 72 players in my pool at mini niche of 4. My projected score has gone from 98.7 to 98.3. This is fine for me, right? But I'm using these things as kind of markers, right? I'm seeing one, how far down in my pool am I going? Well, what I would also be doing is, you know, I would have a contest sim run and then I'd be looking at what the sim ROI of my lineups are as well. So like I could just create a contest sim and run it real quick. And that would be like another marker. So I'm using all these different data points basically to kind of help me decide when I should stop diversifying and when I maybe start sacrificing too much projection or going too far down in my pool. And where I might want to back off a little bit, right? That's going to help you to find that balance between projected score, correlation, diversification. You know, you're trying to find a balance, but like, how do you find a balance is the million-dollar question, right? And you know, looking at all these different things are going to help you to determine that idea, right? So I'm going to go and switch to risk-adjusted ROI for the lineup set that I'm using. And interesting here is that the projected scores of the highest risk adjusted ROI lineups are higher than the Saber score lineups, right? We were at like 98.7. Well, when I come to risk adjusted ROI, meaning equal one, I'm at 100.2, right? With 73 players already in my player pool, up from the 61. Mini niche of 3. I'm just changing it, right? Okay, mini niche of 3. We're down to 99.8. Okay. 99.6 at mini niche 4. Keep in mind, we started at 100.2. So now at mini niche of 5, I've come down officially one entire projection across my set of 20 lineups. I've also increased the number of players in my pool from 84 from 72 here. And I might want to pause here, right? And I might want to come in here and say, okay, hey, listen, let me look at my batters. You know, no batter, our highest projected exposure, our highest exposure batter is 40%, then 35%, then 25%. So two guys a little bit higher than the rest here. As far as our pitchers go, we have a 75% owned pitcher, 50% owned. and then like a 35% owned. So, you know, we're taking a big stand on like Pepiot here at the moment. And then as far as batters, you know, a lot of exposure on like the Pirates, Phillies, things like that. You know, you might want to come in here and like look at some other things like, hey, you know, okay, we're getting a lot of five stacks. That's good. I'm happy about that. Our overall team stack exposures are pretty flat. No one more than 35% owned as a team. Like that looks good to me, right? If I were doing this like right to left approach, like, okay, stack exposures are matching pool, team stacks look pretty flat. All that looks good. I'm kind of surprised to see so much Lawrence Butler here from Oakland. Kind of weird there. But anyways, you know, this is like a possible point of stopping here, right? Like, hey, you know, I understand my projections going down as I diversify. You know, I'm still playing. My lowest lineup in my set is Sim ROI 79.5. Kind of based on what I've learned from studying my lineups, this might be a good place to stop. Now, if I go from 5 mini leagues down to 6, you know, my projected score goes down to 98.7. Not the worst. My players in my player pool went from 84 to 90. So, you know, we're getting more spread out. My pitcher exposure goes down from highest from 75 down to 65, which is like 2x this player's ownership. You know, this might be okay too, right? This is kind of the point where, you know, the projection went down another 0.5, but maybe you're somebody who's okay with that, right? Maybe you're like, you know what? These leverages are still too high for me. I really don't want to be this high leveraged on any pitcher or batter or something like that. I'd rather, you know, take that 0.5 decrease and go one diversification further. That's okay, right? Some people are like, hey, you know, I'm good at that 5 level, or you could even be like, you know what? I'm sacrificing too much projection here. I want to go a little bit higher. I'd rather go up to like 99.6 from like 99.27 or whatever we were at, and, you know, be a little bit more concentrated. That's okay too. You know, it's really going to come down to, you know, your risk tolerance, what type of player you are, how comfortable you are with taking some big stands. For me, that 5 level is like a nice balance. I think 6 is okay. Let's see like what 7 looks like, right? We go down to 7, you know, we're looking at an average projection of 97.2. So like you go from mini leagues of 6 at your average projection is 98.7, and then you go down to mini leagues of 7, and then you're all the way down to 97.2. So like you lost like a point and a half projection across your portfolio. I would almost say like this is like definitely too far. Like I think 4 through 6 are all reasonable, but 7 feels like really, really far. And as far as like your projection drop here, even though, you know, the last lineup is still positive Sim ROI, like you'd be like, hey, Andrew, you know, you're still playing positive Sim ROI lineups. It's like you're right. But, you know, kind of based on like our post-contest flashback, we know like this isn't great. Like your post-contest Sim ROI will benefit from you playing that mini. We're still playing, you know, pretty Sim ROI lineups overall. So like those are the things that I would be thinking about. And, you know, that's like kind of one way of like, hey, you know, how do I take something I see and apply it? Or how do I take something and kind of act on it? Right. So like this is one way to do it. Another way you could be like super aggressive, right? You can come in here and you can like, he's like, you know what? Maybe I want to add a rule. Maybe I want to say, you know, do an aggregate rule where, you know what? I want to make my projection sum at least X. And the tough one about this is that it's going to change kind of slate to slate, right? Like playing a big 10-game slate, you know, you're probably going to be able to get to higher projection average score as opposed to playing, you know, a 4-game slate or a 3-game slate, right? So like, that the rule is kind of a hard thing to do. What I would rather do is go in, is run your build. And then once you're done with it, go into your filters and basically just trim the lowest projected score lineups out of it. So you don't have this like arbitrary number of like, oh, I must play lineups that are like projected for 95 points. You basically come in here and you say, hey, show me lineups with projected score greater than, and you start with a number, right? Start with any number. I'm going to say 92. Now I want to see how many lineups I get that gets rid of. And I'm looking to trim, you know, maybe like 10 to 20% of the lowest projected score lineups out of this pool, right? Because when I diversify, then I'm going to see less of those when I actually go to diversify. So I did 92 and it got rid of 133 lineups. Honestly, I'd be fine with that. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. Or what you could do is say, okay, hey, this took out, you know, 133 lineups. You know, this is about the range that I'm comfortable trimming. Maybe now I go put a rule and I actually have a number to use that says, you know, make my projection sum at least 92 and then save that rule and then rebuild your lineups, right? Like that's another option. So there's multiple things you could do as far as filtering, as far as rules, as far as aggregate metrics to see, you know, what your portfolio is looking like. But like this is kind of what I would be trying to do, some of the things I would be looking at as I try to get better. So hope that helps you guys out in the, you know, your contest flashback review here. I think that, you know, there's a lot of different ways to review. You're going to find a lot of different findings as you continue to do that. This might be something that we do more here in the future, but I thought that this is a good, you know, kind of intro to it. And hopefully that gives you guys some useful takeaways for your future slates here. But with that said, not seeing any questions in the Discord or the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. Baseball will return, so we should have plenty to talk about. But until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.